So in the, now with Chris back, it's like kind of lesson for the other players, to young players, to know, hey, you know, next time we have to do better because he's not the only guy in the team. We have to put something together.
You know what, I don't know that we'd have been a completely different team if he was in the lineup the last few days, but just having him back, and I don't think you can expect too much out of him right away. I mean, it's going to take a few bats to get his rhythm back, but just having him in the lineup, I know, is a comfort to everybody else. And, you know, the lineup plays out a little differently with him in it, and to an extent, maybe there's a, you know, a little psychology to it that maybe I don't have to do a little bit more than it's expected of me.
With Matt Chapman, obviously he's having a rough homestand. Have you seen signs of pressing? What do you see from him this homestand as far as...
It's everybody. Yeah. If you look at our lineup throughout, I mean, you look at some of the averages right now, less than Jed, and everybody's down. So we've had, it's been a collective effort, which typically happens over the course of the season. And whether or not Chris had a little something to do with that, guys putting a little bit of pressure on themselves, it's not just one guy. So it can get a little bit contagious, and hopefully that's the case when we come up with a good game and, you know, hopefully back on a roll and everybody feeds off of everybody. But it can work the opposite sometimes, and that's the way it's going for us right now.
After his start last night, Sean told us he thought he was thinking too much out there. How do you strike a balance with a guy going back to fix what is going wrong without thinking about it?
Well, anything you do in preparation, you know, whether you're taking batting practice, whether you're throwing a side, you're always trying to get better, and you're trying to create new work habits, you're developing a new pitch. But once you go out to the mound, it's all about just executing pitches and not worrying about what my mechanics are.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to incorporate something, typically it takes a couple of weeks before it just, it's part of you. So it's the work you put in when you're not out on the field between the lines, that you can grind on those things. If you're grinding on them out there between the lines, then it tends to affect you a little bit, and maybe that's the case a little bit with him right now.
He said he had not gone back and looked real closely at how he was throwing in April. Is that something that he will be doing, or should he?
Yeah, our coaches are always monitoring. You know, Emo's always monitoring that. To me, it's just he's having a little bit of a tough time with the slider right now, which was a big third pitch for him. And he's just not locating like he was. The velo, he hasn't been throwing 95 this year anyway.
Yeah.
But he's been able to do things a little bit differently, and all it all starts with locating, and locating on both sides of the plate. And right now, maybe a little bit one-sided, and, you know, get behind a little bit. And, you know, guys have a pretty good idea to an extent when he gets behind what's coming.
It's razor thin, isn't it? Being Can't effective be, and not
very
being.
Much so. Yeah.
Yeah. You have Marcus gone 3 games, and was there ever any thought of Franklin maybe getting some?
You know what?
If there was a
spot for Frankie to be in the lineup every day for an extended period, then maybe.
Okay.
But unfortunately, you know, this is our top position player prospect that deserves to be here when there's a need, yet. We really won't see what he has to offer until he gets a chance to play every day. It's very difficult for a young player to not play every day and succeed here. But the flip side of that is he's the next guy, and he deserves to be here. And this is going to be part of his role until there's a spot open up for him, and he's playing every day.
And his role is just, what is it?
He'd give a day off to Jed. Okay. He'll, you know, against the lefty, we'll try to find him in there somewhere based on the complement of guys we have right now. So it's not ideal. But again, you know, you look at the guys we have in AAA right now, and if there's a pecking order, he's the next guy.
And Pinder, you know, with the offense going the way it is,
right,
it was part of the conversation. We put him there 3 games, and maybe that'll help the offense as well.
Well, Pinder's the guy that's going to give everybody a rest. Yeah. He's the one guy that's going to, you know, work his way in different positions. And at this point in time now, that's shortstop.
Yeah.
Like I said, if we had an injury and Frankie was playing a lot, you know, maybe we'd go back and forth between short and second with him if we can get him consistent at bats. But at this point, we just can't.
Last night you had a chance to see Carlos Ramirez for the first time in game situation. What are some of the things you might have seen in him that maybe we think, hey, maybe in the future he could help us?
Well, he got out of a couple jams, which was good to see. I mean, you get some guys on base, you're with your team, first time, first outing, and all of a sudden you have guys on base, and you're able to pitch out of it. I know that makes an impression. So, you know, it was only a couple innings, but he was able to do that in both innings, and, you know, maybe got behind a little bit. For me, maybe it was a little bit slow to the plate at times. Working on his times to the plate, but as far as a first look goes, he impressed in the fact that he got out of a couple jams.
The home road splits, wins and losses, it seems like you've got a record on the road. You've been playing better on the road than at home.
Early in the season, it was just the opposite. Yeah. I mean, we got off to a little bit of a slow start here and then played a lot better here. And then now recently we played a little bit better on the road.
Yeah.
I know when it's cold here, especially at night, the hitters, it's probably not the most ideal place to play. I mean, Ole absolutely crushes one last night and doesn't go out. Now, it's a difficult part of the ballpark when it's cold here at night. But you look at I think the most significant stat home run for me is the home runs. You know, I think we're, 18 at home and 40-something on the road. So that's a big split. It will warm up here, I'm confident. And I think, you know, the guys that were here last year and second half of the year when it was warm had good numbers here. You know, we'll get on the road tomorrow and it's going to be warm in Kansas City. It's going to be warm in Texas and hopefully come back it's the same way. So at some point in time, I'd like to see that particular number even out some.
Yeah.
Is Casilla close enough to have a rehab appointment for him soon?
He's playing catch right now, so the next few days we'll decide, you know, when that particular day will come. Based on the fact that he hasn't been off too long, it might just be one rehab game. Could be as early as next week, but we still have a little bit more time to see how we get there.
Yeah, and about that lefty, Alvarado, what do you think about him?
He's good. He gets righties out, he gets lefties out. He's got a ball that runs away from a righty. It's at a high velocity. He's one of those guys that feels like he's a little bit closer to you. And I know that for them, he's that guy that, you know, they target for some lefties, but not afraid to run through some righties, and his numbers would suggest he can do that. I think just getting ahead in the count. He hasn't walked anybody. There have been a couple games where he hasn't walked anybody. I think his walk strikeout ratio is phenomenal right now. And the fewer guys you put on base without having to work for it, the better. Couple that with the fact that he's using all four of his pitches and he's locating. So he's tough to think along with.
Is his motion still a novelty to hitters, you think, or are they already comfortable with his motion, but not so much with his pitches?
I think if you haven't seen him before, maybe it's a little bit of an acquired taste. Now, he's not doing as significant the double pumps and so forth like he did before, but it's still a little bit of an old school look that maybe throws your timing off some if you haven't seen him quite a bit. But I think it's more the fact that he's confident right now. He's pitching well, he's using all his pitches, and he's located.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.